Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. I thought today we would have another coffee chat, and I would just kind of share with you what's been happening in Organize 365 in 2017. And at first, I was going to give you like a full debrief of everything that has happened in the whole Organize 365 company in 2017. And as I started reflecting, I was like, whoa, that's a lot. Like, I had not really looked back and realized how much we've done in the last 12 months. It's a lot. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to take this a different way, and we're just going to talk about the Sunday basket, not actually how to do the Sunday basket, but just about where the Sunday basket was as an idea and a concept in January 2017, where it is today, and where it's going in 2018. And the reason why I want to tell you this story is, one, because it's super fun and you guys were part of it. Like, if you've been listening to the Organize 365 podcast, you've heard a lot of what's happening with the Sunday basket. You followed along with the journey. I took you with me into warehouses and lawyers' offices, and you were there when the 2.0 boxes arrived from China. So you've been on the journey already. I wanted to connect all of the pieces. But more importantly, what I realized was what I was doing in creating the whole Sunday basket workshop, certified organizers, physical basket, all of these things that were not even ideas in my mind last January. What I did was I did what I always do, which is just taking the next step. It's what I tell you to do when you get your house organized. And maybe if you listen to my story today about how the Sunday basket went from being an ebook in January to pretty much a whole independent company today, you'll see how it's just the little actions of taking the next step, being open to change, looking for opportunities, figuring out what has to happen next, and what can come from that. The same thing is true when you organize your house. I know you get frustrated. You tell me all the time that, well, I was going to organize this one room and I ended up over here, or I started decluttering and what I ended up doing was sorting photos. And it feels like you're not making a lot of progress getting your house organized. But when you listen to my story, you'll realize that if I had in my mind I was going to end up with certified organizers and a physical basket by December 2017, when I started in January 2017, I probably would not have succeeded. I think the fact that I didn't know what the Sunday basket program was going to become actually helped me have it actually become what it was going to become. So first of all, the Sunday basket, if you don't know, is my way of corralling all of those to-dos that you get handed in paper form, things that need to be returned, things that need to be ordered, mail that comes in, all of that stuff that normally ends up on your kitchen counter, I tell you to put in this basket, and I call it the Sunday basket because we go through it once a week on Sunday. And that's how I started in January 2017. I'd been personally using a Sunday basket at that point for about 16 years. I had written an ebook about it. That ebook has been sold and given away over 40,000 times. People knew what the Sunday basket was, like they knew what it was called. Some people had made Sunday baskets. Some people were seeing great success. But what I was hearing over and over and over again were two things. One, I know what the Sunday basket is. I just haven't made one yet. And two, I know what the Sunday basket is. I made one. All of my stuff is in there, but I don't go through it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm a teacher. So I'm like, I know that this Sunday basket is the one thing that keeps me organized and productive. When life goes crazy and I, you know, am lucky to get a shower, the Sunday basket saves my sanity, keeps the bills paid on time, and at least gives me a holding spot for these important things until I have time to get back to them again. I also knew as a teacher that there are lots and lots and lots of ways to teach kids and adults. So when I taught math, I had like 8 different ways I could teach each kind of math that I was teaching. So I thought, all right, I have written an ebook. I have recorded podcasts. I have been a guest on, I can't even count how many people's podcasts talking about the Sunday basket. I think I even made a YouTube video. I know I've talked about it on TV. It's not like I had not explained the Sunday basket enough. People understood the concept of like, yes, put your mail in there, go through it once a week. But it wasn't happening. And the reason why I really kept pushing into how do I help you get the Sunday basket done was because when people would actually do it, when they actually made the basket and went through it every single Sunday, you would email me. You'd be like, oh my God, why did I wait 18 months to make this basket? This has revolutionized my life. And I would get emails like that every week as well. So I knew that the program worked. I mean, it's a basket on your kitchen counter. It's not rocket science. I knew that it worked, and it was the having one place for all those things to go and actually going through it during the week. That's the whole entire system. So, you know, if you want to just go ahead and do it, you can just go ahead and do it. And really, that's how simple it was to me. Get a basket, put stuff in it, go through it on Sunday. So in February, I was thinking about, I was like, okay, what else could I add to this system? Like there's nothing to add to this system. How could I help you make a Sunday basket? And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do like a Zoom class. I'd started doing Zoom where I would meet with people online for, meetings or interviews. And I thought, oh, you know what? I could see everybody's faces. So it's like a classroom. I'll bring these people on. Maybe they just don't understand what to do in the Sunday basket, and I will physically show them mine and I'll walk through it, and then they'll know what to do. I didn't have any printouts. I didn't have anything I was mailing out. But so I just said, I'll just do a workshop, and I charged $30 and I put up 2 dates. Well, a couple days later, both workshops were full. I was like, huh? Well, I had no idea that was going to happen. So I got online and I was fully expecting to have these 20 people in each class say, listen to how I did the Sunday basket and then go do it. So I started off, you know, tell me who you are and how much you know about the Sunday basket. And within 15 minutes of my first workshop was the first time that I did what I'm telling you today, which is take the next step. And then after you take the next step, listen and pivot. So I took the next step. I made these workshops. People came on. I listened. And what I heard was, we already have Sunday baskets and they're full. I was like, well, I'm going to have to pivot pretty quickly because I have these people for the next 75 minutes and everything I was just going to tell them to do, they've already done. They have the basket. The basket is full. So I quickly thought and I was like, all right, well, let's talk to them about what's in the basket. And I did what any teacher does and I pivoted my lesson plan and we went through those workshops. So those of you that were on the very first 2 workshops. I mean, I even said in the workshop, I said, wait a minute. How many of you have Sunday baskets? And everybody raised their hand except for one. I was like, okay, we're going to change course. I mean, I think I even said that. And I was like, well, what is it going on here? And how can I help you, help you get your Sunday basket organized? It was then that I realized that I was inherently doing a few things in my Sunday basket naturally, just because I'm a teacher and I'm organized, and that there were additional products that needed to be added into the Sunday basket in order to help people get a Sunday basket done. So what I just said a few sentences ago when I said it's basically a basket and you go through it on Sunday, if that was enough for you to go make your Sunday basket without any more help from me, then great, go do it. That's perfect. That's awesome. Like, you don't have to pay me for anything. Get a basket, go through it on Sunday. What I found was people wanted a complete system for going through the Sunday basket. So let me tell you how that went from that very first workshop in February to what you see today. First of all, one thing that I realized, and I knew from being a Creative Memories photo consultant, was that a lot of people like one-on-one interaction and they need to be taught in person. So if you look at people as a whole, there are three different kinds of people. There is the person you maybe could listen to this podcast, hear what I'm saying, and go implement this idea on your own without ever emailing me, or I don't even know your name. Like you hear the podcast, you do what I say, and you don't need to interact with me at all. You just take the knowledge and you do it. That is one kind of learner. A second kind of learner, which is this workshop model, you hear me, you understand, I need this Sunday basket. It makes sense. I can even get a basket and fill it. No problem, Lisa. I can do that. But go through it. I need somebody to help me go through it. I can't go through it on my own. If I could go through it on my own, I wouldn't have the basket. Like, I don't know what to do with all that stuff. That's why it's in the basket. Those people need someone to go through it with them. They need a teacher to teach the class, or a tutor to go through the homework with them, or, you know, a professional organizer to come to their house and organize with them. And then there's a third kind of learner that will come on and listen to the podcast and say, yep, I need exactly what that person is selling, and I don't want to do it at all. I just want somebody else to do it. In the Sunday basket scenario, that's not possible. But let's say this podcast was about cleaning your house. If it was about cleaning your house, you would either listen to the podcast and go clean the house yourself. You would listen to the podcast, buy the cleaners that the person recommended, and possibly have someone come over and show you how to clean it the first time, or you would just hire a housekeeper. In the Sunday basket scenario, there is no hire a Sunday basket doer. So you don't have that choice. So you either learn about it and do it yourself, or some other system similar to it, or you do it with someone. That was my first roadblock. If I was going to teach the Sunday basket physically, like as a teacher, I could quickly see how I was not going to be able to meet the needs of you guys online. Some of you, the online class will work for, but some of you know, like you really need to physically hold up the paper in front of someone and say, this paper, what do I do with this one? And while we could do that a little bit on Zoom, we can't do it entirely. So I needed to create workshop organizers, people all around the world that could help you get your Sunday basket organized. And you're going to see in this story how I would have these big ideas and then how I work them out. So here we are in March. I realize I need workshop organizers and that you guys need help with your Sunday basket. So I had five professional organizers come on in March and agree to be the first people to be certified in the Sunday basket system. Also, I realized that we needed product to go with this system, that I needed to figure out what I was automatically doing in my basket and how could I create a system that you could then follow. So I created the first 5 slash buckets, which is now Sunday Basket 101 or Sunday Basket 1.0. They are red, orange, yellow, green, and blue. There are 5 slash buckets. I found them by 2 different manufacturers. I liked one design over the other, and I started going to a store to buy these slash pockets so that I could create this system for you to follow. I had printables created to show you what went in each of those 5 slash pockets, and these are the 5 slash pockets that everybody needs everywhere in the world to go through every single Sunday. Like, these are the basic 5. So I had these color copies made and I started traveling around and buying these slash pockets at different manufacturers, you know, regular retail stores. The first problem happened when more people were signing up for the workshops than I could get slash pockets. I could only buy like 10 or 15 slash pockets at each store. And so I was spending so much time driving around getting these slash pockets. So I was like, okay, this is not sustainable. Like, especially if there are going to be workshop organizers that are also having their workshops around the world, like, I need more product. How am I going to get more product? So I went to the store that I was buying these from to see if I could order them, because I couldn't order them online, and I couldn't. The slash pocket I had picked to base my entire system on was a non-orderable slash pocket. Like, you just had to get whatever each store had in stock, and each store couldn't even order it in. They just got a certain number per month. I was like, oh my gosh. Ah! Oh no. First hindrance to the whole system. The second thing was, I had planned on buying these slash pockets from this retailer and reselling them and losing. I mean, I was losing money on it, but I didn't care because I was just trying to create the Sunday basket system. Because what I knew I needed to order, the slash pockets I knew I needed to order, were the new ones I just came out with this month that you may not even know about yet because I only put it in a Facebook group. And they are a set of 20 slash pockets, 5 each of 4 colors. So if you can imagine, 5 pink slash pockets, 5 blue slash pockets, 5 green, and 5 purple. So you have 20 total slash pockets. I'm sorry, if you don't know what a slash pocket is. It's something I talk about all the time. I don't even know if they're called that, but it's what I call them. They are plastic pockets that go in binders. So they're 3-hole punched, and then they have little tabs on the side. So like if you were going to open up a binder and put these 5 slash pockets in, the tabs would cascade down the right-hand side, and it's like a poly envelope, so you can like put things in there without 3-hole punching it. You could find these on the market, like Avery is a brand that makes them, and then almost every store makes their own brand. So there are a lot of brands, and they come in all different colors, but every single manufacturer makes them in assorted colors. So red, orange, yellow, green, blue, I could find. Avery makes theirs in pastels, and it's like just random pastels. It's not in a order in any way whatsoever. And I knew as a teacher that in order to teach you the system I had been using personally, I needed to make my own slash pockets. So my first problem was, back in March, I started researching manufacturing my own slash pockets in China. And I needed $5,000. Now you should know that I had not spent more than $1,000 in my entire business on any one item. So to say that I needed $5,000 to make slash pockets that I'd never even told you about, nor had you even seen, and are basically a commodity, you can go to any store, like even the grocery store sells slash pockets. Now that you know what they are, you'll see them everywhere. Like you can literally buy them everywhere. So here I'm going to try to get $5,000 to order, which ended up being $6,000, to order solid colored slash pockets that don't exist, that as soon as I, and are not patentable. So as soon as I place the order, let's say Avery decides they want to make the slash pockets I'm making, they can make them for pennies on my dollar, and they could totally make what the $6,000 worth of slash pockets I ordered obsolete. I was like, okay, I'm not going to think about that part very much. But what happened was I couldn't get these red, orange, yellow, green, blue slash pockets. I was starting to have a hard time getting those pockets. And I knew if I couldn't get the basic pockets, I couldn't teach you Sunday Basket 2.0. So I was like, great. Now I need $5,000 to buy basic slash pockets that we can find in the US. Like there's literally nothing unique about those slash pockets, but I have to have them in order for the system to work. So we're still in March, mind you. All of this is going through my head. The other thing that is going through my head is the fact that I really need my own basket, because while there were baskets I was recommending, they were very expensive, they were hard to ship, they were taking 6 months to be delivered, and there needed to be a uniform basket. So I needed to make my own basket in order for the system to really work. But first of all, if I couldn't find $5,000 to make slush pockets, how was I going to find the money to make a basket? And where was I going to do that? And what was it going to look like? And I started to get all overwhelmed, and I stopped myself. I was like, just take the next step. So through luck, coincidence, God's intervention, all of these things, the pieces started to fall in line. And I found a friend who had a contact that worked with the Chinese factory. And we actually happened to find the actual factory in China that makes the slash pockets. Like that's what they do. They make the slash pockets. The only problem was that the special slash pockets I wanted to make for Sunday Basket 2.0, I told you they don't exist. They're not made right now. Well, when you want to make something that's not made right now, what is it? Yes, it costs more money. And the factory has to really think about it. And then they have to change out all of their machines. And some of the colors I wanted to use in the slash pockets aren't colors that are actually used right now. So we had to source new materials. I was learning all kinds of things. So that's what was happening for me in the summer in the slash pocket realm. Now let me jump over to the basket. So my mom was down. It was like, I think it was end of March, beginning of April. And I was telling her all about these different slash pockets that I needed to make, and that the Zoom workshops were going really well. And in June, I added 12 certified organizers for the Sunday Basket system. Because just about all those people were interested in signing up. And my mom said, well, what's your basket going to look like? I said, I have no idea. She's like, all right, well, just explain it to me. And honestly, before I started talking to my mom, I had zero idea of what my basket was going to look like. I was like, I don't know. It's the size of a watermelon and the slash pockets can stand up. She said, okay, explain it to me. So I stopped and I looked at her and I said, it's going to be this wide and this high, and there's going to be this fold up thing in the bottom that pops up so that your slash pockets stand up tall, and then there'll be this mesh pocket and it'll all these things. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what it's going to be. So I fleshed it out on a piece of paper. My mom left the next morning. She lives 4 hours away. She drove home. This is a Sunday. She drove home. I went to the store and I bought foam board. I don't know why I bought foam board, but I did. I knew cardboard would be too flimsy if I was trying to make a box out of it. I don't know. So I start this craft project on Sunday afternoon, and Greg says, what are you doing? I said, I'm making a Sunday basket. He's like, okay. So he went on his way. And by Sunday night, I had created out of foam board this basket that I had explained to my mom the day before. And it folded and everything. So I called her. I said, I need you to come back. She's like, what? I said, what are you doing this weekend? Can you come back this weekend? Like, how soon can you come back here? And she's like, okay, I could come Friday night. She goes, what are we doing? I said, we're making the prototype. We have to make the prototype of the Sunday basket. She's like, okay, because my mom is an excellent seamstress. And I don't know, I could sew a straight line, but I knew I couldn't make this box. So my mom prayed a lot, came back, and she was able to create from this foam representation that I had and what I had in my head. It was a piecing together of, okay, mom, sew this. No, do it this way. And I think I went to bed. I think she stayed up. Like, she stayed up, or she got up early the next morning because she wanted to do it on her own, the second one. And she was able to make some changes in the second prototype. And we, in one weekend, had a prototype that we could take to a factory. Now, once I made the Sunday basket with my mom, I realized two things. Number one, we needed to find a factory in the U.S. that could make this so we could make these cat drawings, these CAD drawings, which I found out you don't actually need, but I thought you needed. And so I could get it manufactured in China, because there's no way. I mean, the prototype baskets I made in the U.S. cost me $65 each to make. And I want to sell the basket for like in the 30s. So that wasn't going to work. So I knew I was going to have to do it to send it to China. I had no idea how much that would cost. I knew it would be more than the slash pockets, and I already knew those were going to be $5,000 to $6,000 each order. Then I realized I can't manufacture a basket like this if I'm going to infringe on somebody's patent, number one. And number two, I think it's about time that we trademark the word Sunday basket, because if I manufacture a product called the Sunday basket and somebody else has the trademark, again, that's a big problem. So now I'm talking to an intellectual property attorney and a patent attorney. They're two different people, by the way. And the first patent attorney I went to, there was a conflict of interest. So apparently somehow my box, foldable box, was... they dealt with somebody with a foldable box. So I had to go to a second patent attorney. So to get the patent, the provisional patent, I don't have the patent, I just have the provisional patent, was $6,000. It's the magic number of the summer, let me just tell you. I think the trademark was like $1,000. So to get the Sunday basket trademark was not difficult, because if you search the Sunday basket or Sunday basket, I'm like the first 20 pages of Google search results. The only thing that is not my Sunday basket would be a Sunday basket that's passed at a church collection, which was only a couple of mentions, or Sunday basket in reference to some kind of basketball. So Sunday basket sometimes comes up for basketball, sometimes for church collections, or me. It's me. Organizing your paper into a basket on Sunday, that's just me. So I was able to get the trademark. So I had the patent. I was filing my patent, and I had my... my practice baskets made over the summer. So by June, I had ordered 10. I don't know why. By the way, if you ever do this, you don't need to order 10. Why I ordered 10 of these baskets, I don't know, because I have 8 of them still. I give one to my mom. Dawn has one. I think I gave one to Pat, actually. So I have a bunch of these baskets left over. And furthermore, so here I am. I have this basket that my mom helped me make. I made the prototypes. I got a patent and I got a trademark. I don't have any money, nor do I know how I am going to produce and ship these Sunday baskets. I have no idea. So we are to the beginning of August. At the beginning of August, 12 more people signed up to be certified Sunday Basket Workshop organizers. Now we have 24 certified Sunday Basket Workshop organizers. My first shipment from China of the red, orange, yellow, green, blue slash pockets, which again, nothing unique about these, except I was worried I was going to run out of them, and I was worried the store I was buying them from would change their colors. And wouldn't you know, 2 weeks before my shipment gets here, they did. They didn't change their colors, but they changed the order in which the colors were in their packaging. So now they're not exactly the same as what I was teaching in my workshop. So, whew, glad I went ahead and invested the money in that. And now I literally had 100 giant dirty boxes in my garage. So I had all of these boxes in my garage. And at this point, I had went ahead and placed the order with the Chinese company to make the slash pockets I actually needed, which were the pink, purple, blue, green ones, the set of 20. And I knew another 100 boxes was coming. Ah. At this point, I hired Melissa to help me with shipping. And we took a weekend and we totally put all of the boxes in my garage. My car still fit. But I realized with more boxes coming, this wasn't going to be sustainable long term. We ended up getting one of those storage units, and we moved half of the boxes over there. We being Melissa moved half of the boxes over there. And then 3 weeks later, I went ahead and got an office. And my office is actually a shipping department because planners get delivered. These slush pockets are getting delivered. All of the bubble mailers, books. And it just was not going to fit in my garage and in the external storage unit. Plus, I live in Ohio. It's really cold to work in the garage in Ohio and really hot to work in there in the summer. It was just time to get an office. So where am I? Okay, so in August, 12 more certified organizers joined us. So we had a total of 24 Sunday Basket Workshop organizers. And in September, I had a business boot camp here in Cincinnati. So any certified Sunday Basket organizer that wanted to could come to Cincinnati. It was only $97, and I would teach you all of the basics of a workshop business. Not any other business, just a workshop business. How do you do all of the things related to a workshop business? Out of the 24 certified organizers, 12 came. 50%. Like, that's amazing. We had so much fun. They came to the house on Thursday night and we hung out and I made this spiced wassail. It doesn't have any alcohol in it, but it's this warm like cider. I love it. I love it so much. And we had appetizers and we just talked for a couple of hours. They went back to their hotel. And then the next day we spent 6 hours together and just went through everything you need to know about running a Sunday Basket Workshop business and how we can help you get your papers organized. It was a blast. Sorry, I have so many notes. It was so hard to figure out how to tell you all of this. Well, at the end of August is when I really had a big mindset shift. I had already either committed the money or paid the money for both kinds of Sunday baskets, the patent, and I reached out to a manufacturer about making the Sunday basket because at the end of August was when I got my provisional patent. Once I had my provisional patent and my trademark, then I could start talking to manufacturers about making the Sunday basket. I talked to my favorite manufacturer in September. They were on board. They wanted to do it with me. And I said, well, can I just fly down and talk to you about it? And they were like, sure. So in October was a big month of travel for me. I flew down. I met with the manufacturer. I told them the whole Sunday basket process, all of the things that I had already told you were created, and then all of the things that are going to be created in 2018. And they were all in. I really, really, really love this manufacturer. I'll be telling you all about them in 2018 as we do a bunch of joint projects together. It's been a great, great relationship. And it's something that started 2 years earlier and happened to come into play at a perfect time, which is another lesson, is that the relationships that you make, the things that you're doing, the organizing you did in your house 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, all of the sudden, when you get through starting to organize your house and you're working in a certain area, you're going to realize that things that you did years prior are going to help you finish getting organized. I am happy to tell you that at the beginning of December 2017, the first order of Sunday baskets was placed. And they're actually, right now, as you're listening to this, being manufactured. They're being created. They're being born. And they'll be here in February of 2018. Also, the pink and purple and green and blue slash pockets that I wanted to order in the spring and actually ordered in the end of December, they arrived here in Cincinnati in the beginning of December 2017 also. And in October, I opened up the licensing program and we added 14 more certified Sunday basket workshop organizers. So in December of 2017, we have 32 certified Sunday basket workshop organizers. We actually have the materials now to do Sunday basket 2.0, which are those 20 colored slash pockets. And I stopped in the end of October, beginning of November, and really looked at where the Sunday basket was going. Thank goodness, somewhere along there, I made the sundaybasket.com. I don't even remember when I did that. It must have been in the summer. I don't know. Started a second website, you know. And I stopped and I was like, I need more people. Like this is taking too long. Like, this is taking a long time. So from the very first workshop that I did in February, really by the end of November, I didn't have anything more to offer you than Sunday Basket 1.0 with the 5 slash pockets. Only now I spent $5,000 on them instead of buying them in sets of 10. I didn't really have, in my mind, I knew how to help you get all your paper organized, but in reality, I was still teaching just Sunday Basket 1.0. So in December, I was able to start offering Sunday Basket 2.0 with the new slash pockets that I had ordered. And these new slash pockets are the framework for a lot of products I have had in my head for over 5 years, and I have not been able to articulate to you because I needed the slash pockets in order to share them. So for example, I've been helping people organize their direct sales businesses for 20 years. And I know how to do that. And the best way to do it is to color code your work in your business into 4 colors. And because I now have 4 colors of slash pockets, I can easily tell you how I would organize your office, how I would organize your Sunday basket, and what those 4 colors are for, and how if you use those 4 colors every single month, you will have a profitable direct sales business. But until I had those slash pockets, I couldn't do that. Same thing for teachers and homeschooling and home-based business owners. That is all coming in March. Also coming in January, I am going to have my own binders manufactured. Like, they're custom binders. They will actually like have everything sealed inside them. Like, you, when you buy them off the shelf, they will look like an organized 365 binder, and they will have inside it all of the printables that you need, the slash pockets that you need, everything that you need will be inside of the binder. So in November, as these new slash pockets were getting ready to arrive, I realized that I am but one woman. And while I have all of these ideas in my head of how to help you get organized, it takes a long time to come up with all of the information that is going to go into the binders, explaining that to you, why you need a binder, what is inside the binder, how to use the binder. And for the certified Sunday Basket Workshop organizers, if they want to sell the binder system, they need a lot of tools and resources too. They need to know what I already know in my head. Like, how am I going to teach the lesson? Well, I have to get that out of my head and onto paper in order for a Sunday Basket organizer to teach the same class. And we need more worksheets and more printables and more, oh my gosh. And I started to realize that while I have made a tremendous amount of progress in 2017, we have a basket that's currently being manufactured. I have a patent, I have a trademark, I have these slash pockets. I have you all excited about it. I'm creating the Sunday Basket podcast, which launches in 2 days. In 2 days will be the first Sunday Basket podcast episode. I have all of these things. But if I keep working by myself, it literally would take me forever to get any more products out. So in the end of October, beginning of November, I interviewed for workshop content creators. And by December 1st, we have 3 people working on the workshop content creation team. And let me just tell you, this is the best thing I did in my entire life. These girls, Mary, Amy, and Natalie, they are amazing. I don't even know how they do it, actually. Like, I will tell them, I'll say, okay, here's what's in my head. Well, they're teachers too, which is why it's very helpful. Here's what's in my head. Can you help me make this? And can they help me make it? Oh my gosh, it's so much better than if I did it myself. And in just these 3 people, we have represented two generations, a mom with young kids, a mom with teenage kids, a single lady, military family, someone that has kids that are heavily into sports, a teacher, a nurse, a professional organizer. Like, these 3 people together are like 20 people. Like, they are amazing. And that is why in January we will be having binders. And in March we will be having more baskets. Okay. I think that's enough all about what has happened with the Sunday basket system. All right. So let me tell you the lessons learned. Why this is important to you. How it relates to you. First of all, it's just a fun story, isn't it? But if you really listen to that story and you think about less than a year ago, really 10 months ago, the Sunday Basket was an ebook and a couple of podcast episodes. Oh, it was also 20 blog posts. But that's it. That's what the Sunday Basket was. Now, the Sunday Basket is a movement. People are making an income based on working on the Sunday Basket, either for me or as a certified organizer. You guys are traveling to Sunday Basket workshops. This is so awesome. So, people are driving 2 hours to get to Sunday Basket workshops in order to do a workshop with a certified organizer, which is what I saw in my head. What I see in my head are hundreds of Sunday Basket workshops all over the world where people can bring their laundry baskets of paper when overwhelmed, have fun, laugh, get their papers organized, and feel like they are on top of their paper. That is what I see in my head. And I am already seeing it happen in reality. It is amazing. My goal in 2018 through the Sunday Basket workshops 1.0 and 2.0, and then you can join into the club. The Sunday Basket Club will be opening in the middle of January, but you need to have been through Sunday Basket 1.0 and 2.0 first. You can find out more information by going to thesundaybasket.com. My goal is that when you join the club, which will be $35 a month, I'm going to do 2 trainings a month in there, 30 minutes to an hour, depends on how long it needs to be. They'll be on Monday nights after the 100-day home organization Facebook Live. I'll hop on over into the Sunday Basket group, and I'll do a training. And these trainings will be thematic. So in January, let's say we're going to organize medical. We'll do medical files, and then we'll do a medical binder. And then we'll do financial files and then a financial binder. And the Sunday Basket Club will help you get your paper organized one chunk at a time. So you'll do a little bit of filing cabinet, a little bit of binders, a little bit of filing cabinet, a little bit of binders. And then you will get your whole house organized, all your paper organized in 12 months is my goal. So if you start in January 2012, you'll have all of your paper organized by December 2018, by December 2018. And you'll slowly be organizing your paper throughout the year. That is where I am helping you in 2018. And we will be creating any of the products that you need in order to do that. Or you can use what you have at home. Like, you don't need to buy any additional products in order to get your paper organized. But what I've realized in the last year, as I really dove deep into paper organization, is there really aren't very many paper organization resources on the market. And in order to get your paper organized in your house, one of the biggest problems I see is that you need to be a pretty organized person in order to use any of the systems that are already out there on the market, or to really create your own binders and your own files. You need to be pretty organized. And I would like to make paper organization simpler, easier, and done with you. Help you take the next step, give you an exact direction. Go do this. You have 2 weeks. Come back. We're going to do the next thing. That is how people who are not inherently organized or who haven't been organized before learn to be organized. It is a learnable skill. Your house and your paper can be organized. I will say it until I am blue in the face. Yes, you absolutely 100% can learn to be organized. But organization does not come from buying things. Organization comes from learning the steps and learning the thought process and the mindset behind getting organized. That is why the Sunday Basket podcast is starting, so I can help you do that. My biggest lesson learned in 2017 with the Sunday Basket is that you just need to take the next step. When I decided to make a Sunday Basket basket, the first step was I had to make the actual basket. I had to go buy the foam board. I had to create the basket. Then as soon as we had the basket, I realized, oh, I can't have anybody manufacture this until I get a patent. I had to get a patent. I had to make sure I wasn't infringing on anyone's trademark. I had to get a registered trademark. Then I had to get a manufacturer. Then we had to make 899 decisions about this box. And then we had to order it. And right now it's in ordering. And then it's going to need to get here. And as soon as it gets here, I could tell you the next thing. We had to pick colors. The next thing we have to do is figure out how to get it to you. How to price it. How to ship it. How to deliver it. How to teach you how to use it. Take the next step. One of the funnest Facebook Lives that I did this year was when I was walking into the manufacturer in Columbus to have the prototype of the Sunday Basket made. It was like a surreal experience. Some of you were on there live with me and watched it. I literally drove to Columbus. First of all, I like rarely leave the Cincinnati area, so it's a big deal. I drove up there and back in one day. I got in the car, took the kids to school, and I was like, I am driving up to Columbus to have a prototype made. I got there. I couldn't figure out where to park. I was downtown. I parked under some underpass or something. Partly I did the Facebook Live because I figured, well, if I'm going to be abducted, at least it'll be on Facebook Live and maybe somebody will find me easier. So I'm doing the Facebook Live as I'm walking into the manufacturer. And then I did a Facebook Live on the way out, again, partly for safety. And it was so cool to have you on that experience with me. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know if I was just throwing away $650. I didn't know if this Sunday basket would ever actually be manufactured. I didn't know if you'd ever want to buy one. I didn't know. But I knew one thing. If I didn't have the prototype made, I couldn't take the next step. That's all I knew was I needed to take the next step. And the other thing I want you to really take away from this is not just take the next step, but don't be too attached to the process. If I had focused on making sure I had enough certified workshop organizers, or if I had focused on only making the basket last year, or if I had focused on only getting the slash pockets made last year, I wouldn't be where I am today. It was the bouncing between, okay, I need to make a basket. All right, we need the slash pockets to go in the basket. Okay, we need people that are going to want to share this message and come on this journey with me as certified organizers, and continually taking the next step in all of those areas that got me to where I am today. So let's relate that to, if you're listening real time, it is December 29th, 2017. And I want you to imagine what your house will look like on December 29th, 2018, if you would just take the next step and not be too attached to the process of getting your home organized. I could tell you 100% without a doubt that if you join the 100-day home organization program, which is open for just a few more days, and you start January 1st, 2018, you will be able to do the 100-day home organization program 3 times in 2018. We start on January 1st. We'll start again sometime near Memorial Day, and we'll start again sometime near Labor Day. And in each of those 100-day programs, because it's a lifetime membership, so you get to go through it as many times as you want, in each of those, you just need to take the next step. Now, if I look at the people who have taken the 100-day program, I could give you a good feel for what your 2018 might look like if you're just going to join the program for the first time. You'll start January 1st super excited and very overwhelmed. You'll get your planner. We're going to have our planning meeting on the 1st. I think it's 7 to 8:30 at night. It'll be on Facebook Live. You'll get your planner out. We're going to go through it. Actually, if you're joining right now, you might not have your planner in time, but we'll do our best. No, you definitely won't. The mail isn't even going. But I will have something in lieu of it. Your planner will be on its way. You will still be able to plan. Don't worry. Sign up. So January 1st, we're going to look at the planner and we're going to figure out what your plan is for your first 100 days. What are the things that you want to get accomplished? And you get your lessons from me, your daily 15-minute task. Yes, if you only have 15 minutes, you can start to get organized. You can take the next step. Will your whole house get organized in a week? No. Will it get done in 100 days? No. Even if you have 3 hours a day? No. Like, do not set yourself up for unrealistic expectations. Do I have 100, you know, workshop organizers, baskets, and 18 products right now? No. I have a basket on order, a couple of products, and a lot of excitement around the Sunday basket system. You're going to have the same thing when you organize your house. The first 21 days are the kitchen. So January 1st through the 21st, we're going to organize the kitchen. You will get your kitchen organized. 9 out of 10 of you that join the program will get your kitchen organized. It's the right time of year. There are actionable steps. I tell you exactly what to do. The momentum is high. The Facebook group will be like on steroids. People will be in the Facebook group all the time. Like, everyone will be in the Facebook group all the time. You'll get your kitchen organized. Then on January 22nd, we will move into your bedroom, bathroom, and your closet. We'll lose some of you there. I know we will. I'm not worried about it. You shouldn't be worried about it. Life goes on. The kids got sick. You have 18 snow days in a row. Your boss had extra expectations and you had to work late. You decided to go to Bermuda because why wouldn't you? That would be an awesome idea right now. And you fall off course in the 100-day program. Not a problem at all. It's not a problem. You shouldn't worry about it. You have lifetime access. You're taking the next step. You get back from Bermuda. The kids actually go back to school. Now it's March. We're in the family room. We're in the office. You pick up on your 100-day program and you cherry pick the days you want to do. You do the day we're doing. You do a different day. You jump back in the Facebook group. You're like, hey, there are people still in here. Yes, we're still in there. I'm doing a Facebook Live every single Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. You jump in there. I answer all of your questions. You submit your questions on Sunday. I answer every question that is submitted. You keep going. Well, you get to April, the 100 days is over. We're getting ready to start again in May, and you get your new planner and you're ready to hit this hard. Now it's the summer. Summer's a little bit more difficult than doing it in the spring, but at the same time, you have more daylight hours. You have a little bit more energy in the summer than you do in the wintertime. All right, you hit the kitchen again. You fix things that you didn't do the first time. And you've been living with this kitchen for about 4 months and you realize, oh, you know what? I like the way that she said that we should eliminate the crock. Or you know what? That didn't work for me. I'm going to put it back on the counter, but I want to do this or I want to make a drink cabinet. You add to the organization that you already have of your kitchen. By this point, your kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, and closet are really, really working well. And you're starting to live an organized life. And it kind of snuck up on you. You didn't really realize how much more organized your life is now than it was back in January. But you really are. You fly through the first 42 days of the challenge. You're like, yeah, I'm just tweaking and I'm this is going great. And now you are to October. Now the sweet spot is you are going to hit day 43, where in the past you dropped off, but this time you have the momentum and the success of the first 42 days. You're hitting day 43 in October, which is the most productive month of the year. Now this time you're able to finish the 100 days and you actually hit all of the rest of the days. And you end up on December 29th of 2018 and you've been through your kitchen 3 times, your master bedroom, your bathroom, and your closet 2x, and the rest of the house 1x. And you're going into 2019 and you're like, this is great. I'm gonna do the 100 day program again. And this time I'm gonna hit that second half hard. Now, I say this for two reasons. Number one, it's all about taking the next step. If you are waiting for the perfect 100 days where you can actually get through all 100 days at one time, it's not going to happen. It's just, you're never going to do it. So don't sign up. But if you listen to that scenario and you're like, oh, there's grace in this program. There's wiggle room in this program. I can take a break and come back. The program works if I keep working it. The group will continue to grow and Lisa will be there to answer my questions and I'll get the camaraderie I need. And the system works. The system works. The 100-day program is designed for a woman in a dwelling. That's it. Has nothing to do with husbands, kids, the size of your house, where you live in the world. This works for any woman living anywhere. So a single woman in a condo, a mom with 8 kids on a farmhouse, somebody living in New York City in an apartment, a retiree in a mobile home. It doesn't matter. We all have kitchens. We all have bedrooms. We all have closets, right? I specifically made the 100-day program not related to spouses, kids, size of your house, things that are in your house. It is related to what you need to get organized because taking the next step is all about you. If you have spouses and kids, will they get organized along the way? Yep, absolutely. On day one? Nope, never. Never, never, never. Day 50? Maybe, for some of you. By day 180? Yeah. By the time you're going through the 100-day program the third time next fall, will your spouse and your kids be on board? Almost all of them. Absolutely, they will be. Doesn't happen overnight. They need to take the next step too. And they need to make sure that when you take your next step, you're going to take the step after that. Because I know, I can tell you how many diet programs I've started and quit. It's not about taking the first step. It's about taking the next step after that and the step after that and also stopping and then taking the next step again. I don't want you to be so attached to my home is going to be 100% organized on April 12th. No, it's not. Mine isn't. And that's perfection. We're not going for perfection. Scroll back a few podcast episodes. We're going for excellence. Can you take the next step in excellence? Absolutely. Will it be perfect? Never. Are we going to be 100% done? No. We can have fun doing it. We could take the next step. Do I guarantee that if you start on January 1st, 2018, your house will be organized by the end of 2018? If you keep taking the next step. I mean, I can't make you do the next step. But you absolutely can do it. You absolutely can do it. I would love to do it with you. I would love to have you in the 100-day home organization program with me. And when you sign up, you're immediately going to get an email that says, hey, do you want to join me for a Sunday basket workshop class? And I would love it if you said yes. Because if you have a Sunday basket, it is going to make doing the 100-day program that much easier. It just is. The number one thing that will derail you from getting the 100-day program done is not having your actionable to-dos in a form that you can go through on a regular basis. Now, the question you're asking is, well, if I need a Sunday basket first, then maybe I'll do the Sunday basket and not do the 100-day program until it opens up again in the spring. Absolutely. You 100% can do that. I'm just going to tell you, it's not going to take you 4 months to do a Sunday basket. So I don't know if you need to wait 4 months in order to make sure you get your Sunday basket done. As a matter of fact, I know the energy of January, the organizational energy is super, super high. And I'm 99% confident that you can start the 100-day program and make the Sunday basket both in January. I know you can do both in January. But if you want to take it a little bit slower, if you need to save up the money for the 100-day program, it'll be here in the spring. And you can definitely join me then. So I hope you will join me in the 100-day program. Registration ends on January 31st of 2017 because we get started on January 1st, 2018. It's going to be so much fun. If you're finding this later, the 100-day program opens 3 times a year and I would love to have you join me. All right, you guys, have a great last couple days of 2017. And be sure to go over and subscribe to the Sunday Basket podcast. We're going to get your paper organized over there, and that podcast launches in 2 days. Have a great week. Ooh, I know it's not Christmas morning, but it feels like Christmas morning here. I'm hoping that you will join me in the 100-Day Home Organization Program in 2018. This program really has been perfected over the last 2 years, and it is the program that will help you get your home organized. We can do that together, and I want to be on the journey with you, motivating you, encouraging you, inspiring you, and giving you that daily actionable step that you need in order to get your home organized. So join me. Join the 100-Day Home Organization Program. Just go to organize365.com/100-days.